I'm actually the chairman of Army Powerlifting and Combined Services Powerlifting, and the president now of the national governing body as well. So obviously the armed forces has quite a big involvement all across the board, and today's a starting block for that.
Wow, so you are the expert to be talking to today. Now, we've just had a briefing. Tell us a little bit about Army Powerlifting, because I'm fairly new to it as well.
In terms of where it came from, in 2003 we actually created it as an official sport, and year on year it is probably one of the biggest participation sports there are for all Army sports that go on, and I wholeheartedly believe that and would challenge anyone to say any different. But we've continued to grow. We hold three or four events a year. Today is sort of like one of the final events, but this actually already prepares people for the next event that's in January. So today is just all about getting the novices through as we begin to build and select our team for the Combined Service and Inter-Service Championships next year.
Now, there's some big fellas here, so I can quite anticipate they're going to be lifting some awesome weight. What kind of weights do they get up to?
It's one of them things of, to tell you the truth, some of the bigger guys obviously will be lifting, you know, anything up to a quarter of a ton plus for some of the weights, but one of these things we've got to look at, as you can see looking around, the guys in the different weight categories, you know, this is what a lot of people seem to think. Everyone out there seems to assume that powerlifters are all monsters. Well, quite frankly, if you look around, you'll see the guys in the lower categories. What you've got to consider is it's all perception on body weight. You'll have guys lifting double their body weight, some triple their body weight. You know, the better lifters will be around double, triple body weight for their various disciplines.
And indeed, actually, you've even got a group of girls here today.
That's it. It's really, really good. We get the girls coming through each year. Good to see another couple of faces. Ultimately, ladies powerlifting is quite big. The Royal Air Force, unfortunately, won that championship this year. Next year, we really want to start pushing through so we can take that off them and just sweep the board with all the other services.
Now, it's a very serious line to everything as well, because you've got the drugs team here today.
Yeah, we invite the drugs testing team down to do all of the powerlifting events. There's always been stigma around weight training and all those kinds of things. And as a sport, we are the lead in the forces of ensuring that all of our competitions are 100% drugs tested. So actually the sport cannot be called into question.
And they weren't expecting it here today either, were they?
No, that's it. I mean, there's no point in guys knowing that it's coming. It's just one of them things of, you know, ultimately we want to prove that, you know, the lifters are pure and clean, and obviously sport is best served fair.
Quite right. Now, that is the serious side. The fun side, we've got to talk about the outfits. Paint us a picture.
Well, obviously, looking round, you've got some people who really shouldn't be wearing baggy running shorts when they're squatting. And then you've got the other guys, obviously, that have gone reasonably professional and they're wearing what would be the normal leotards that you would wear. Now, obviously, from your laughing, having seen a couple of the guys, obviously, it doesn't do anything for your personal...
It's a little bit Borat, should I say.
Yeah, there are a few tank teenies on show. However, that's part of the fun. That's part of the lifting. If guys want to wear something slightly less suitable, hey, that's fine.
So who's going to win today, do you reckon? Because it's going to be a tough competition.
There are a few sort of like guys around. Sergeant Aaron Hull might well win the individual. What's excellent to see here today is there's quite a lot of teams. So I'm really hoping... I think possibly you're looking at maybe the Royal Anglians or 27 Reg RLC being the team champions, and possibly the infantry being actually the core champions for probably the first time ever, which is absolutely fantastic. It's always good to see new names on trophies.